Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I trust that you had a great Easter. We had a great week last week in our Easter service as well. I love preaching, and I preached on the resurrection. And then our big choir made up of 8 people.
我们的这个很好的这个诗班，就是8个人。
They sang for about 15 minutes Easter music.
他们唱了15分钟的这个复活节的歌曲。
It was a great time. The choir is made up of these few people, and most of them are on walkers.
这诗班是给我们一个很好的一个时光，而且这诗班8个人呢，基本上是带着轮椅走过来的。
But they love to serve the Lord, and we had just a great time.
但是他们都非常的愿意来服侍神，而且我们有非常好的时光。
Well, I want to today talk about good news.
今天我想要告诉大家一个好的消息。
One of the things that is pretty much a routine for me is every morning I'm up about 4 o'clock.
但是这个是基本上是我日常的，我大概每天早上4点钟的时候起床。
The first thing that I do is I try to check the news to see what happened over the past evening and while we were sleeping.
我的第一件事情就是查一下这个我在我睡觉的时间或起来的时间到底发生了什么事情。
I must admit that it's not always good news. It's more bad news than it is good news.
我必须承认的，并不是所有都是好消息，有些时候是蛮多坏消息。
I realize that all of us also have our ups and downs as well.
有些时候也让我们这个翻转过来。
Some days are good, some days are not as good as others.
有些时候是非常好的消息，有些时候就是不太好的消息。
So I trust that this morning that as we talk about the good news of Jesus, that it will encourage our hearts and help us to be motivated through the week that's ahead.
我相信呢，这礼拜我们来分享这个好消息，能够希望能带领大家在将来的这个礼拜里面有一个很好的这个礼拜。
As I'm still thinking about Easter and what Jesus did for us, I'm reminded that Jesus never said to us, "Remember my birth."
我们在想这个基督，还有在想的复活节的时候呢，我想确认一下的这个耶稣并没有告诉我说他复活了。
But Jesus did say to remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
但是基督却告诉我们，他死了，而且他复活了。
As a matter of fact, we do that quite often in various ways in our services.
这些事情我们其实在我们的聚会里面也常常提到这样的事情。
At least once a month here, you have communion.
至少在每一个月，你们自己有一个圣餐的聚会。
It's a time to remember his death and his burial and his resurrection.
这里是来纪念他过世了，他去世了，他被埋了，但是他又复活了。
We take the bread and we remember that his body was given for us, and his body was bruised for us, and the bread is a symbol that helps us to remember that.
我们当喝到这个杯的时候，吃到这个饼的时候，我们记得他的身体；喝到杯的时候，我们记得他为我们流出了宝血。
And then we take the cup, which is the wine, or which represents his blood, which is shed for us. And because of his shed blood, we can have eternal life.
And 我们当每次喝到这个杯的时候，我们记得他的流了宝血为我们，所以我们可以有永生。
Another way that we remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection is baptism.
而且我们又看到了他，当他过世的时候，是他经过受洗的时候，我们叫重生。
Baptism is a beautiful picture for us that helps us to describe what Jesus did for us.
受洗是一个很奇妙的过程，让我们想到耶稣为我们而死。
When one is lowered in the water, it's symbolizing that we're dying to our sins. Jesus says he was even buried for our sins.
当我们把我们到行到水里面的时候，象征了我们的罪已经洗净了，就是如同我们过世的一样。
When we come up out of the water, it's a declaration of new life and a new beginning that we have that's found in Jesus.
然后呢，我们从水里面上来的时候，就象征我们又重生了，就像神给我们的一样。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus changes everything.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣改变了很多事情。
The passage of scripture that's listed in your bulletin this morning, let us just look at one or two of the verses for a moment.
在圣经里面有很多记载，让我们现在来看这些章节。
In Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 18 and 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me."
在圣经的这个路加福音第四章第十四节。
Because he has anointed me to preach the good news.
他在各个教会堂里面教训的众人都称赞他。
To the poor.
给穷困的人。
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
那他差遣的让他们是修复那些破碎的心的人。
To proclaim freedom to the prisoners.
去差遣报告在被俘的人就是释放。
To recover the sight of the blind,
瞎眼的得以看见。
To release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor,
叫那个受压制的人得到的自由。
Here are some verses of good news for us this morning.
这些好的消息在这个章节里面。
Let me take a moment to give you a little background on this passage of scripture.
让我就用简短的来描述一下这个章节的这个背景。
Jesus is about 30 years old at this time.
耶稣基督当时是大概三十岁左右。
He has been teaching and preaching and doing miracles for approximately a year now.
他当时呢是从事这些做这些神奇的事情，然后呢宣道已经大概有一年之久。
At this time, Jesus is in Galilee where he is teaching and preaching.
这个时候呢，耶稣在加利利的已经的宣道已经有一年了。
Galilee was a big city where there were many people that gathered from all kinds of backgrounds and cultures.
加利利是一个大城市，那里面有各式各样的人。
And Jesus continued to preach and teach and to heal.
基督就继续在那里宣导教诲这些人。
Which created a lot of excitement and a lot of interest in this person who was called Jesus.
这个让很多人感到兴奋，感到有兴趣的人叫做耶稣。
It's important for us to understand that the people didn't fully understand who he was and what he was going to be.
但是这里很多人并不清楚这个人到底是什么样的人，到底要带我们去什么地方。
But Jesus had come to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是耶稣基督成为了万王之王，万主之主。
And the good news was that he was going to change the world for all who would believe.
但是最重要的是他要改变人，成为这个新的人。
Now this passage of scripture is just before Jesus is to enter into Jerusalem and riding on a donkey that we remember you looked at during Easter Sunday.
这个时间的点是在呢，耶稣在进入这个耶路撒冷城，在骑着驴，然后走进这个中里道之前。
As Jesus is moving through Galilee, he's going towards the city of Nazareth. Nazareth, if you remember, is Jesus' hometown.
从这个加利利呢，也只要到这个拿撒勒，知道拿撒勒是耶稣基督诞生的地方。
It's interesting that the word kind of traveled ahead that Jesus was on his way to Nazareth.
大家记得这个世界上有很多的事情呢，好像走在这个拿撒勒的前。
The people were very excited because he was going to be teaching and preaching in the synagogue.
大家非常对于他在会堂里面的教导感到非常的兴奋。
Now they recognized Jesus as that boy that was at Joseph's, grew up in Joseph's home.
大家而且在拿撒勒，大家又清楚的知道了这个耶稣基督是所谓约瑟的儿子。在这个拿撒勒。
So be just like if you were a famous person and you were coming back to where you were raised. The people were excited about this boy who was raised in this hometown of Nazareth and what was his message.
这里就如同呢，你是一个有名的人，但是你又回到你自己的家乡里面，所以呢，在当地的人就很充满了期望。
As Jesus was in the synagogue, they handed him the scrolls. They didn't have a Bible with all the books like we have, but there was a scroll for each of the chapters of the Old Testament.
And 在这个会堂里面呢，这些人呢就拿给耶稣基督一个卷圣卷，那这卷卷不像圣经一样，一本，而是一个章节，然后让他来读。
They handed Jesus the scroll of Isaiah, the 61st chapter.
And 他们给这个耶稣基督这个卷呢，圣卷呢，基本上是在以赛亚书61章。
And Jesus read from that 61st chapter to the people who were there in the synagogue.
所以呢，耶稣就读了这个以赛亚书61章，在这个会堂里面。
It was a passage of that prophesied that there was one who was coming to be the Messiah.
And 这个章节里面是讲到了将来有一个人要成为弥赛亚，回到这里来。
Let me just share with you a little interesting note that I discovered that might bring a smile to you.
And 我现在要跟大家分享一个我发现的一个点，我希望能够在各位的脸上带出笑容。
When a preacher or a teacher came to the synagogue and they read the scriptures, the teacher would stand up and read it.
And 当这个人到会堂里面要读圣卷的时候，基本上是要站起来念读。
And then he would sit down and the people stood up to listen.
And 当他坐下的时候呢，这个所有的人是站起来来听他讲。
So I've read the scripture. This is a smile thing.
所以我现在要读的这个让大家会心一笑的事情。
I've read the scripture. I'm sitting down. You should now stand up to listen to me preach.
所以呢，当我读的时候，请大家应该要站起来，不应该是坐着。
That was a custom that happened in the synagogue. Very interesting, isn't it?
这个是一个很传统的事情，就是非常有趣的。
Well, in the few minutes that's left to me.I want to share just a few things of why Jesus came and why it's important for us today.
在这阶段，我要跟大家分享一下为什么基督来，为什么基督这个事情对我们这么重要。
Jesus came to give hope to the hopeless.
基督来是给我们的一些祝福。
Or our passage said to the poor.
这个祝福到了穷困的人。
There were two types of poor. There was the materially poor and the spiritually poor.
这世上有两种穷困的人，一个是物质上穷困的人，一个是这个心灵上穷困的人。
God's word says that He desires that all be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth.
And 圣经上讲的，这基督来是要让所有穷困的人都得到满足。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says, "Come to me."
实际上呢，圣经上讲说，来到我这里。
All of you who are weary and laden down with burdens，
所有的人呢，你负担的重担的人，来到我这里了。
And I will give you rest，
我会给你安息。
Jesus came to give us hope to the hopeless，
基督想要给我们有希望的，还有没有希望的人。
And we can't live without that hope that Jesus gives。
我们不可能在给基督给我们希望的这情况之下活下去。
Brothers and sisters, God has a dream for each of your lives.
弟兄姐妹，神有一个美好的计划。
And it's all centered in the hope that we have in Jesus.
这个计划就是我们每一个人都对耶稣基督有的极大的盼望。
Let me give you another reason why Jesus came.
让我来解释一下为什么耶稣基督来到这里。
Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted.
基督耶稣来是来治疗那些心理受伤害的人。
All of us go through times of difficulty when there's hurt and disappointment.
每个人都在受伤害的时候呢，感到非常。
Sometimes there's depression.
有些时候感到非常的。
Sometimes there's disappointment over our jobs or our home or our family.
有些时候对我们的家庭、事业还有小孩感到失望。
And our hearts are broken as we live through those experiences.
当这些事情经历的时候，我们很容易心碎。
But Jesus said in the passage of scripture that we looked at that he came to heal the brokenhearted.
但是在经上里面写的，耶稣来就是要来让我们这些心碎的人得到医治。
There's another important passage of scripture which is found in the Psalms.
这还有一个很有趣的一个章节是在诗篇里面。
And it says that he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up our wounds.
这里面讲到了他复合了我们的心碎的地方，而且能够帮那个伤痕愈合。
Whatever may be the disappointments, the hurts, the sorrows that are in our lives, Jesus came to heal them and to give us peace and love.
不管是你在生命里面经历了什么心碎的事情、失望的事情，耶稣基督来让你们得到了平安。
Let me give you another suggestion why it's important for us to look at why Jesus came.
我再让我举一个例子来，为什么耶稣基督来是非常的重要。
Jesus came to release us from our sins.
基督来是让我们从罪恶里面脱离出来。
We are a slave to sin because we were born with our sins.
我们是成为罪的奴隶，是因为我们生下来就得了原罪。
But because Jesus came and he died on the cross, was buried and rose from the grave, he has forgiven us of our sins and he took on the price and paid the penalty.
基督来的时候呢，他钉死在十字架上，然后埋了以后，然后复活。他这样的作为呢，让我们的罪能够得到赦免。
Brothers and sisters, that's the good news.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常好的信息。
Jesus came to release us from our sin.
耶稣基督来，让我们从罪里面得到释放。
And to give us peace and joy.
让我们得到平安和喜乐。
Another reason that Jesus came, he came to reveal God to the world.
来的另外一件重要的事情是，耶稣基督来是让把神的计划显明在这里。
The Bible says, Jesus said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
在圣经上讲的说，任何人看到耶稣基督就是看到神。
The Bible says in Jeremiah,
在圣经里面的Jeremiah, 耶利米书。
When you look for me, you will find me.
如果你看到我，你就会发现我。
When you wholeheartedly seek me,
and 如果你诚心的找寻我
，Jesus came to reveal God to the world.
耶稣基督来就是来把这个神显明给世人。
Yesterday I was reading about where there is a lot of people becoming believers and followers of Jesus.
昨天呢，我来看到了很多有些人是从追随者或者相信神的人。
I was interested to read a long story about what's happening in China.
我去读了一个很长的篇幅，介绍在中国发生的事情。
Even though the government is watching over the church very carefully,
即使是政府呢，现在非常的紧密的监督的教会。
The church is growing rapidly.
正是教会发展的非常的急速。
And people by the scores are becoming followers of Jesus.
这些人呢，读了圣经以后，成为了耶稣的追随者。
Jesus came to reveal who God is, and they are finding that God can change their heart and make a difference in their life.
耶稣来了以后，让很了解到神，而且能够改变，然后追随者。
The last thing I would point to you this morning is Jesus came to purchase your freedom.
然后基督来，我们最后一件事情就是说，神来了也是为我们的自由。
The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death."
圣经上讲的
罪的工价
是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life.
但是神的这个代价是永生。
Let me explain it this way, as simply as I can.
让我的现在的解释，简单的来说。
To become a follower of Jesus, we first of all need to believe.
成为耶稣的追随者，你第一件事情就是你要相信。
We need to believe that Jesus came and died for our sins.
你要相信耶稣基督来是为你我而死。
That he paid the price.
他付了代价。
And it costs us nothing other than to simply say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I believe."
And我们并不要付出任何的一件事情，只要你口里承认说耶稣，我相信。
The second thing that's important, first is I believe, and then I must receive.
第二件事情是很重要的，就是说我当我相信的时候，我必须要接受。
When I receive, I'm simply receiving the gift that God has given to us through His Son Jesus.
And 我们要接受什么呢？我们要接受耶稣基督。
And by simply saying, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life."
哎，我们简单的说，就是简单的是向神说，耶稣基督来到我的心里。
Forgive me of my sins，
原谅我的罪。
Make me a new individual，
成为新造的人。
Change my life，
改变我的生活。
Lord Jesus， I believe and I receive，
耶稣基督，我相信而且我接受。
And look at this, brothers and sisters, I become，
然后我成为。
There it is. That's the gospel in a nutshell.
这是一个这个、圣经上里面的一个重要的一个。
I believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave.
我相信耶稣基督死然后复活。
I receive His free gift.
我接受他的这个免费的一个恩典。
And I become part of His family.
哎，我成为他。家里的一份子。
That is good news.
这个就是一个最好的消息。
Now, the question for you this morning.
但是这里今天有一个问题。
Have you believed?
你相信吗
？Have you received?
你接受吗
？And have you become?
你成为吗
？This is an important time in my message today.
这个是一个
重。It's a time if you have never invited Jesus into your life, you can do it right now.
今天这个重要的点就是说，如果你之前没有的话，我们要希望你来今天来接受耶稣。
All you have to do, brothers and sisters, is believe.
今天最重要的事情就是你要相信，
receive,
你接受
，and become,
and 成为。
And I would say to you, welcome to the family of God.
And then 我要跟大家讲的，欢迎你到了神的国。
We're going to bow our heads and we're going to pray right now.I ask you to bow your head and join me in prayer.
请大家低头，我来为大家祷告。
I'm going to lead you in a prayer that you can make that decision that I've just offered to you in these last few minutes.
我把这个时间留给大家，让大家来决定你自己的想法。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who are here.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你让所有的弟兄姊妹在这里。
Lord Jesus, I pray that if there's a brother or sister that has never asked you to come into their life, they've never believed, they've never received, and they've never become, that they might do it right now.
And 我来为大家他还没有接受耶稣基督，没有相信他的人，来今天来在这个地方来试着去做决定，是你是相信让耶稣基督成为你心中的主。
In your heart, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me.
在你的心里面，你先是默默的念，耶稣基督，我相信你成为我心中的主。
Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart and life.
我让你成为在我心里面最重要的一部分。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I become part of your family.
感谢神，你成为我成为你家庭的一部分。
And I'm a child of God.
我是一个神的儿女。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just say, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you prayed it for a second time, welcome to the family of God.
我要大家再提醒你，如果你这样的祷告，你是已经有过第这是第一次，或者已经是第二次，我们欢迎你成为一个家神的家庭的一部分。
And if you have done that, I want to encourage you to talk to one of the brothers or sisters that you know here.
如果你在心中已经做了这样的祷告，我鼓励你们能够找到其中的弟兄姊妹来跟他分享这些事情。
And tell them that you prayed that prayer this morning to believe, receive, and that you have now become.
告诉那个你的弟兄姊妹说，你今天你接受了耶稣基督，你。
They will welcome you to the family of God, and they will be excited to help you grow in your faith.
他们会非常的高兴你成为家中的一部分，很容易很愿意的帮助你成为一个基督徒。
Good news, Jesus changed everything.
很好的消息，耶稣基督改变了一切。
Good news, Jesus is alive.
很好的消息，耶稣基督是活的。
Good news, Jesus is coming again.
And 更好的消息是，耶稣基督将要再来。
And all of God's people said, Amen.
所有的听众先生讲 ，Amen.
我们一同起立，我们唱204首，然后我们请 Pastor Jay 来祷告。 204 204啊，有没有？
有。Yeah. Yes.